venture back to the 1920s now and feature the music of theremin virtuoso Clara Rockmore. Classical training gave her an advantage over the multitude of theremin performers at the time, and she was a classically trained violinist and had absolute pitch, both of which aided in her performance. She developed a unique technique for playing the instrument, including a fingering system that allowed her to perform fast passages and large intervallic leaps without the more glide or portamento sound you typically hear on the theremin. And also she discovered that she could achieve a steadier tone and control her vibrato by keeping the tips of her right hand thumb and forefinger in contact. Within the original instrument, Rockmore saw limitations and helped to develop it to fulfill her needs, and working with the inventor Leon Theremin, her suggestions and changes included increasing the sensitivity of the theremin's volume control to facilitate staccato notes, as well as lowering the profile of the instrument so that the performer is more visible, increasing the sensitivity of the pitch antenna, and increasing the range from 3 octaves to 5. Let us now listen to Clara Rockmore on the theremin, Nadia Reisenberg on the piano performing Ave Maria. performing Ave Maria on the theremin from the 2006 release Clara Rockmore's Lost Theremin album. Now, we must issue a quick correction here. It was indeed Delia Derbyshire who wrote the Doctor Who theme. I incorrectly stated. However, 1963, the Doctor Who theme music from Delia Derbyshire from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And there was considerable pushback against letting women into music and into recording studios and certainly into the burgeoning field of electronic music. And Derbyshire was not credited until the 50th anniversary special, Day of the Doctor. You know, that's just wild to me. Delia also composed music for the BBC programs Blue Veils, Golden Sands, and The Delian Mode. Also collaborated with Luciano Berio. Four Inventions for Radio for BBC's third program, a series of collages of people describing their thoughts on dreams, belief in God, the possibility of life after death, and the experience of old age, voiced over an electronic soundscape. Definitely got to find a copy of that. In 1966, while working at the BBC, Derbyshire, fellow Radiophonic Workshop member Brian Hodgson and EMS founder Peter Zinoviev set up Unit Delta Plus, an organization which they intended to create and promote electronic music. Based in Putney, they exhibited their music at experimental and electronic music festivals, including the 1966 Million Volt Light and Sound Rave, at which the Beatles' Carnival of Light had its own only public performance. In the later 60s, Derbyshire set up the Kaleidophone Studio in Camden Town, as well as the Electrophone years for Hodgson's studio. Let us listen now to a selection of Derbyshire's works, including Nightwalker, followed by Effervescence. Thank you so much for joining us here on Bitcoover FM. We are coming up to the top of the hour, where we have been going through the works, lives, and influence of pioneer women of early electronic music. We'll listen to some selections of Delia Derbyshire only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our last artist for the evening, Suzanne Chiani, an absolute pioneer of modular synthesis and electronic music. I was very fortunate to attend a masterclass with her back in the UVic days, romping around Vancouver Island, and very much so is a central figure in not just modular synthesis, but electronic music. Still active to this day. She worked with the creator of the modular synthesizer system, the Buchla system, Don Buchla, and also spent time at the Tape Music Center at Mills College, studied at Stanford a bit, where she was taught by Max Matthews, John Chowning, Leland Smith at the Artificial Intelligence Lab. Following that, took up work at Buchla and Associates to be able to afford her own Buchla 200, and sat there and soldered and wired up synthesizers. Amazing stuff. She also worked on sound installations at galleries, exhibitions, dance performances, was a composer at the San Francisco Tape Music Center, housed at Mills College, composed for films, and recorded experimental pieces. Amazing, amazing stuff. We're going to listen to a selection of two works here. This is the first one you're listening to is Live Quadraphonic. And then we will follow that up with a 1975 release, Buchla Concerts 1975, the concert at Phil Niblock's Loft. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, where tonight we are diving deep into the lives, the works, and the enduring influence of the pioneer women of early electronic music. As kind of a recap of some of the artists and trailblazers that we featured on tonight's episode, Marianne Amacher, Elsa Maripad, Beatriz Ferreira, Ruth White, Lori Spiegel, Eliane Radig, Daphne Oram, Bibi Baron, Johanna Magdalena Bayer, Pauline Oliveros, Clara Rockmore, Delia Derbyshire, and Suzanne Chiani. At this time, I would also remind you to tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Intravenous, where host Robin and myself will be discussing some of these composers, their works, their influence, how they have shaped and changed the electronic music world, as well as the documentary Sisters with Transistors, which features many of these artists, and would highly recommend you to go check that out. It is available for streaming online. But for now, let us tune into Suzanne Chiani's Live Quadraphonic album. Thank you. Suzanne Chiani's live quadraphonic, the complete record that is available online and, of course, wherever good music is sold. We're going to finish things up with a little bit of a concert from 1975, the Buchla Concerts. Suzanne Chiani worked directly with the creator of the Buchla modular synthesis system, Don Buchla. This is our last selection for the evening. Again, thank you so much to everyone who tuned in tonight as we went into the fascinating and revelatory world of the pioneer women of early electronic music. Extended links for listening will be provided when this episode goes live on SoundCloud, and we would encourage all our listeners tuned in tonight to join us tomorrow, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Intravenous right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, where host Robin and myself will be discussing some of the composers and artists featured tonight, as well as the fantastic historical documentary, Sisters with Transistors. Until next time, dear netizens, stay strong. And we'll see you in the virtual plaza. Thank you. listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, bringing you the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, OSTs, early electronic music, and strange computer music. Every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Synthesize with nostalgia.
Listening to CJ.